Another day, another entry. Just wish I could remember what day number this is, because they're all starting to blend together. So last night was Sunday. That was mostly a day focused on the podcast. So I ended up agreeing to come on the podcast, because I thought, why not? I probably won't get a chance to do it again in a long time. So might as well. It also helps that the topics were something I could contribute on. So we were talking about Graphene OS and Garmin watches. I actually just re-listened to the finished product, because I felt like I was just rambling. I was just droning on about shit a bit too long, as I have the tendency to do. But it actually turned out pretty good. Drew, the editor, did a great job, and it sounds all pretty cohesive and actually quite nice. Yeah, so but that basically took up a whole morning and half the afternoon. So yeah, I got up, Brent messaged me, said, yo, come along, come around, went over to his hut. We chatted a bit, started preparing for the podcast, had some fried eggs, just because the podcast is like, it takes 4 hours, 4 hours of sitting in the podcast den. And that's basically also at about the time that you normally have lunch. So like, yep, let's get fed, let's get some drinks prepared. We had to move his furniture in his studio to make space for a second speaker, in a way that the microphones and the reverb and all that, we don't interfere with each other. Had a little problem with technical stuff. We first tried to hook up two audio interfaces to one computer and do both audio streams from our side over to the JB studio from that, but there were some problems, so we ended up just borrowing the framework laptop and using that for me, and then Brent was using his own, and that worked decently. Thankfully I had my own mute button, so I could just mute myself most of the time and then unmute whenever I wanted to say something. So yeah, that was pretty fun, pretty different, pretty goddamn swampy though. That room was basically a sauna. I was like completely wet, like every inch of my body. But yeah, then we decided to take a shower and start making progress on things that still need to be made progress on for the bike ride to happen. But of course we got derailed, and instead of working on the bike or doing anything else, all four of us, Brent and his family, we just went to the river for a swim, which was actually quite nice. Kind of crazy though, going into the river, it felt extremely cold. I had problems breathing with my face under, which, I don't know, I normally associate with water, like below like 14 or 12 degrees. I thought it was like 10 or something. That's kind of the impression I had, but I got warmed up. I managed to swim a couple of hundred meters. It was actually nice in the end. I think I just needed to getting used to. I was so super surprised. The water was apparently 18 degrees, Garmin said afterwards. I was like, what the f-? Crazy. So yeah, I think it's partly because I've stopped doing cold water swims and I'm not used to it anymore. And partly because it's a river, right? So the water is flowing, so there's an ever onward flow of new fresh 18C water, so it cools you down more, maybe. Yeah, it was kind of interesting, because I've never swam in a river that actually has even a visible flow. So swimming in Berlin, in Spree, it's basically just a super lazy river. That river just doesn't even, like, you can't even see it move. But here, you can basically, we went to an eddy, like, in like, this one corner behind the bend of the river, where there was no flow. So you could go out into the river, have the river carry you a little bit, just on the edge of the river current, and then you could just hop back, swim back into the eddy, and then come back up. It was quite fun. I even made Brent actually do a little lap there and back. So great success. Addendum. Also, interestingly, last night was the first night I actually had proper sleep. I fell asleep easily. I was actually already tired at 11. I kind of fell asleep in Brent's chair and then moved over to my cabin as we were watching some budget bike battle Italia. Yeah, first Eve went to bed and I slept through the night all the way till 8:30. Thankfully, I closed all the curtains this time, didn't forget anything, which helps. But yeah, even my Garmin watch says that I'm finally up to speed now, which it's kind of crazy that you really feel it. Like, it makes sense. The HRV has dropped, the sleep quality metric has gone up drastically. And yeah, and I had uninterrupted sleep. So yeah, bravo Garmin as well, I guess. And bravo me for returning to a normal human state.